recording. My name is Isaac Sofer. I'm from Brooklyn. First year here. This week's parasha, second pasuk says, "Lo tate mishpat v'lo takir panim." Shouldn't judge unfairly, but you should show no partiality. So Rashi says on this pasuk, "Lo takir panim." That's a warning to a dayan that he shouldn't be rach lazeh v'kasher lazeh. That he shouldn't be, let's say, easy on one guy and hard on another guy. But however, there's a Gemara on Ketubah on Daf Mem Vav that there's a machloket with the sources for Mosi Shem. How you know that you can't be Mosi Shem now? Rabbi Elazar says it's from Lo Telech Lachir Bamecha, and Avratan says it's from Nishmat. V'Nishmat Ami Kol Davar Ra. Then it asks on Rabbi Natan, how come he doesn't learn out from Lo Telech Lachir Bamecha? And he answers that because he uses that pasuk to learn out that it's a warning to Betin Shelo Yeh Rach Lazeh V'Kasher Lazeh. That they shouldn't be hard on one and easy on the other. But that seems now we have two different pesukim that are teaching us the exact same derasha, it seems. So why do we need the two pesukim for the seemingly same derasha? I'd like to offer two answers. First one is that Rashi in our parasha is just explaining the pshar of Lo Takir Panim. He's saying that it's teaching us that you shouldn't go hard on one and easy on the other. That's not saying that he's saying Lo Telech Rachil isn't teaching us that derasha. He's using the derasha of Lo Telech Rachil to explain that pasuk. Or you could say that really they're two different derasha. Then the difference between them is who they were warning to. I don't know if you realize, but I specifically said that the first one was a warning to Dayanim and the second one was a warning to Betin. So it doesn't really seem like that needs two different derasha. But right now, it seems those are two different derashot. But still, then the question begs itself: why does a dayan and betin need two separate derashot? So I think the answer can be derived from a sira and two different rambams. There's one in Hilchot Melachim and one in Hilchot Terumah, and it's discussing when a king goes out to war and captures something, when would it be considered part of Eretz Yisrael in terms of mitzvot tuliyot ba'aretz? So one of them says if he's capturing al pi betin. And one of them says if he's capturing with dat of Rav Yisrael. So then, what does that mean? Does he need Betin or does he need the dat of Rav Yisrael? And then Rav Soloveitchik answers, he explains that really there's two different jobs of Betin. One is that they're going to act as they are the shaliachs of the entire of Israel. So when they say Rav Yisrael, that is Betin because they are shaliach. And their other job is to lead the nation. So if you look at that, when Betin has two jobs, one is to lead the nation. So if their job is to lead the nation, that's going to be each person separately. Each judge, we're going to follow him. We're going to look at what he's doing. And therefore, they need a specific pasuk to teach that each judge has to judge every person equally. But then, when you look at Betin as a whole, every time that they're going to act with Da'at of Rav Yisrael, they need the entire Betin to work together. So in that case, they need the warning to Betin. So to teach them not to judge anyone favorably, unfavorably. So there's a very powerful message to be taken from you. That you have to see that no matter how great the group is that you're in, you could be in Betin, but at the end of the day, you still have to work on your self trait also, while also trying to grow together with the group. Zak Baruch.
Zak Baruch. Okay, now you do
account.
Beautiful.
So far, Zak Baruch.